Bless you, Doc.
Been a minute. Miles making it hard on me this morning.
So what, brother?
So how great they are.
Hello.
Richard. Okay.
From Jesus.
About a man that we all know.
Amen.
The
restful in the promised land. Son of God, Son of Man. She looked at him and called him Jesus.
This song that I'm going to sing this morning, Brother Eddie had me to sing it a few weeks ago.
Bless.
It is a song for anybody that's struggling with any kind of issues in your life.
Bless.
The young lady who's singing this song, she got involved in drugs. She didn't think she had any hope.
Yeah.
And she was going to take her life.
Yeah.
But she didn't. She let Jesus come into her life.
Amen.
And now she is a woman that is out trying to rescue people.
That's right. That's right.
She sings a beautiful song here.
Yes.
The name of it is In Jesus' Name.
Bless the Lord. Use it. True song, true story.
Try adding this to a glass of water before bed. Every human has around 106 million.
Bless her, Lord.
I speak the name of Jesus over you.
Bless you, Rita.
Woo! In your hurting.
Yeah, glory. Thank you, Lord.
I ask my God to move.
Oh, my.
I speak the name because all that I can do.
Thank you, Father.
Desperation, I seek heaven.
Yes.
Pray this for you. I pray for the healing.
Bless you, Rita.
Circumstances will change.
Yeah.
I pray that the fear inside will flee. In Jesus' name.
Bless the Lord.
See you, Lucy. if I can see her.
Diet again. Instead, try doing this weird method for just 4 days straight to lose a crazy amount of weight.
Okay. I've heard about this baby boy who's come to earth to bring us joy, and I just want to sing this song for you.
Bless the Lord.
It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the high fall, the major lift. With every breath I sing, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Good job, man. Amen.
Good job.
Amen. It's over my head. Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Thank the Lord for the piano playing this morning, even though it was in the wrong key. I was glad to hear it, amen. I'm telling you, it's good to have Sister Sharon back with us. And we've been trying to sing by the letter. We're about to let her go, but boy, she sure does a good job playing that piano. We're thankful to have Sister Sharon back with us. Someone sent us a picture here. I think it was Pat, I'm not sure, but the lady that sent it, what you got right here is you got the lamb before the cross on the crown over here. You got the lamb on the cross wearing the crown. I like the picture. What great truths it shows. The Bible says, you know, that he was the Lamb of God sent to take away the sin of the world. And they say a picture says a thousand words. I'll say that says a thousand and then some. Amen. We got a Christmas card here that we need to read. So hold on here just a second here. Thank you for all the Christmas cards. Thank you for all the things you do for me. We're so thankful. It says here, for a pastor who makes a difference, and I would to God that this was true with me. I do want to make a difference.
Amen.
I do want to be a personal pastor. I do care about you. I got time. I'll make time. I get calls all the time. They say, "Brother Eddie, you busy?" I said, "No. No, I'm not busy." I think I was changing tires on the car. Sister Bonnie called me. She said, "Are you busy?" And I said, "No, I'm not busy." But I tell you, I heard a story one time about an older pastor that retired from a church, and a younger pastor took his place. And he couldn't figure out why the church kept saying, "Brother so-and-so always did this way, Brother so-and-so always did that way." And he finally decided he's going to find out what was so special about old Brother so-and-so. So he found out where he lived at, went way up in the hall up there, and old Brother so-and-so sitting on the front porch in a rocking chair. And he came up there and he said, "You care if I sit down there?" He said, "Don't, go ahead." And he said, I got that wrong, it wasn't the pastor, it was the oldest member of the church. He said, "Would you mind telling me what was so special about Brother so-and-so?" And that member just kind of teared up, and he said, "Oh, he just loved us." And my pastor said, "Nobody cares about how much you know, they want to know how much you care." And
that's right.
And I do want to be a good pastor. I do want to be not only there for you, but I want to do all I can to help you. I know life's a challenge. By the way, I appreciate that song Rita sung, "Jesus did come to set captives free," and I'm one of them that he did set free. But it says, for a pastor who makes a difference in the world which we live isn't so different from the one to which Jesus came. It still desperately needs the hope that only a Savior can bring. And it says, "Merry Christmas from Danny and Tammy, love you, Jerry and Carolyn. Merry Christmas, Sybil Smith. Love you in Christ. Brother Ed." Some of this I can't read. Sharon, you're going to have to write a little better. God bless you. And a blessed pastor, a blessed church, giving God all the praise. Sister Brenda Goff, Bonnie, wishing you a blessed Christmas. Love in Christ, Landmark Baptist Church.
Yes.
And it says lit, and I do appreciate them using the King James Bible here. I will be preaching in days to come about why I'm so dogmatic about the King James Bible. But it says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." That's Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. It says, "Thanks for all you do, Pastor, to inspire and lead us to live and to share His love." It says, "God bless you in Christmas time and always." I'm so thankful. They put some money in here too. And I'm thankful for the card. I'm thankful for the money. Wednesday night, me and Brother Ed, as we left from church Wednesday night, Brother Patrick was here. And that's always a blessing to have anybody extra. It's always me and Brother Ed. We're always glad somebody shows up.
Yeah.
But before we got to Brother Ed's house, I got a phone call. And it was from my brother-in-law down in Cookeville, Tennessee. And he called me and said, "Brother Eddie, Casey just passed away," which is my wife's stepdad, my father-in-law, a good Christian man. And we're going to be partaking in his funeral tomorrow. We desire y'all's prayers about that. And remember that family, terrible time. Death never comes at a good time, but Casey was good and saved and left behind a testimony, you know, that he loved the Lord and, like Enoch, that he pleased God. Me and my son both going to be part in the funeral. But remember his wife, Casey, he just turned 76. The day after his birthday, he graduated this life. But his wife, my wife's mother, I think she's even a little bit older than Casey was. And I figured she'd go before Casey did. But remember her. Remember that family. We'll do our best to try to help in that funeral. A lot of things come our way that we wish didn't. But this ain't our home.
No, that's right.
There's a devil down here. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah.
He hates you and he's against you. Yes. The Bible says not to give no place to him. I'll tell you this. If he gets a chance, he'll make your faith shipwreck.
Yes, he will.
You'll be the laughing stock. Mm-hmm. You'll be a byword. He'll turn your testimony upside down. It'll be that old he used to be. Remember how he used to love the Lord, used to sing, used to shout, used to love going to church. Don't let that devil get no advantage over you. Just stay true to God is what I like to say. And let's see, it seems like I got another announcement.
Yes, Christmas Day.
Thank you, Sister Carolyn. Next Sunday's Christmas Day. We won't be having Sunday school Sunday morning. We will be having a very short Christmas Day service. It starts at 11 o'clock. And I welcome all the singing you want to sing. I don't plan on preaching very long. If I even do preach, I may just shout and run the aisle. I don't know. But you know those wise men? They came a long ways. They came a long ways to see him that was born King of the Jews.
Yes.
Here's what I want to say about that. They's 2 years late. They still want to celebrate his birthday.
That's right.
So don't focus so much on December the 25th. It's just the day. No. Just don't lose sight of Jesus
in
your Christmas. Just remember the great giver God. Put that spirit of giving in us. That's why we give, want to give.
Right.
And thank y'all for what y'all give to me. I'm so thankful. We want to take our text this morning out of Matthew.
Before you get started,
all right.
I would like to say that I want to thank each and every one for coming out and helping with the food boxes. And Tammy put online that we had 9 boxes, but we give another box out this morning, so that makes 10. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank each and every one throughout the year that gives. And Sarah, she can share some witnesses or testimonies from the 2 ladies that she had. And also, we had this picture donated to us. A lady called and wanted me to come by and pick it up. And so, this picture was donated to us.
Amen.
It's a very old picture. So, but I love each and every one of you, and I hope you have a safe Christmas.
Amen. Yeah. We participated in that food box effort there. I have to admit, it was unbelievable. There wasn't enough room in that room to cuss a cat. I mean, every food stacked to the walls. There wasn't a place nowhere, and they was very successful in boxing it up. While they was boxing up, I got a phone call and had to step out. But it was the young lady whose baby was stillborn. It was Riley, Ann Marie's mother, which was Katie Smith. And we had to talk with her, comfort her. She said she wanted to thank us for helping her with the funeral of her daughter, which we do want to be a help, but y'all didn't need me in there anyway. Y'all done an excellent job. And I'm just blessed to see the efforts of this little church taking on really more than it's able to do. And still just keeps going like a freight train. I thank God for this little church. I really do.
You know, I thank God that we had 10 boxes together.
Yeah.
Sarah and me went by the house and picked up 3 more boxes. You know, we spent most of the day delivering boxes.
Yeah. That's a blessing.
We get done to around 2:30, I think. And just in time to go eat.
Amen.
But anyway.
Sure, you could share the testimony.
And they were very thankful for the deliveries, who we delivered to. They're
oh,
so
smile.
Thankful.
Yeah.
Their face was working
off. You just never know what someone's going through, what they
right.
need.
True. I'm going to tell you, Sarah, me and Brother Ed run into her at a nursing home where Brenda's son Gary was. And that just happened to be our chance to meet Sarah there, but also Brenda there and her son Gary. And people in the nursing home, they're kind of forgotten. Brenda, I'll say this, she never left her son. You talking about a good mother, boy. Got a blessing. Got a blessing just watching Brenda tend to the needs of her son.
Yeah.
And championed in everything that she did. It encouraged me. Would to God we had more of that, just devoted. Just a blessing. We got to meet Sarah there, and it was kind of a chance meet, and she showed up. And man, we get the blessing having Brenda and Sarah both here, but people in the nursing home.
Yeah.
Boy, they want somebody to come see them. They want somebody to let them know that they care about them. They hadn't forgot them. Right. They're kind of like the forgotten people, and I do appreciate the efforts of this church. I think it does a good job.
Yeah.
And I know we're little in number, but I feel like we step up in effort. I do. I feel like this little church, and it is a blessing to be your pastor. I fit in real good right here. I don't know how in the world y'all put up with me, but I have a lot of liberty here, and I thank God for that liberty.
Amen.
I never have really wanted to tiptoe around anything I said or anything. I've always wanted to have the liberty to deliver the message of God. I believe God's message is designed to help us. Sometimes when I'm preaching, you may not realize this, but I'm preaching to me and through me.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of the way it is. God's Word ministers. But we want to take our text again out of Matthew chapter 2. We won't be long. We'll cut the ends off of this message here. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. And it says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Then Herod the king had heard, when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled." Boy, he didn't like the fact that there was another king, "and all Jerusalem with him." We'll stop our reading right there. We're preaching again on born king. I guess you could call this king the king of Christmas. But that's what Christmas is all about. Is about the birth of Jesus. And we'll go, Lord, in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for all the songs that have been sung here today. For the testimonies that have been given.
Yes.
Lord, for the efforts, Lord, this church has made to try to encourage people. Lord, in the giving, and Lord, in the helping, just a blessing, Lord, to see this little church, Lord, standing 10 feet tall for the Lord. I pray your blessings always upon this church. Help us, Lord. We've all got sniffling and runny noses. These little frail bodies, Lord, they just can't take, Lord, all of the things that are going around right now. But Lord, we still want to be in the house of God. Help us through this. Deliver us, Lord, from all this sickness. Heal us from it. In Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen.
Amen.
There are people today that are still looking for their king to come because they rejected this king when he showed up. And there's one coming that they will accept, but he'll be a false king. And they don't care. They want this king over the one that they need. They rejected Jesus from being king. And they said, "We don't want this king to reign over us." Look, that's okay. It's like this right here. You either bow a knee to him here, or you're going to bow a knee there one way or another,
right.
Buddy. He's king.
Amen.
There's no denying him. My pastor preached a message one time. It was a good message called Mission Impossible, where Pilate's wife told him not to have nothing to do with this man named Jesus. There's no way to have nothing to do with Jesus. He's either going to be your Savior or he's going to be your judge. I'm glad I've already bowed my knee.
Yeah.
I'm glad he already knows me by name. But there's a bunch down here that don't want anything to do with Jesus.
Right.
And God gave this king, Jesus, the throne of his father David. You can find that in Luke chapter 1 verse 32. And he said about Jesus that he would reign forever. And of his kingdom there'd be no end. In verse 33, Pilate presented Jesus to the leaders of Israel. In John 19 verse 14-15 he said, "Behold your king." And they cried out, "We have no king but Caesar." You know, God gives you that ability to make a choice. You can reject him or receive him.
Yes,
but I'll tell you right now, he's king. Amen.
He is.
This king shall be called the Son of God. Luke 1:35. And of this king, every knee will bow. That's including kings.
Right.
And every tongue will confess him king. That's in Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 through 11. And also in Isaiah chapter 45. Verse 22, I mean, I'll tell you right now, he's not only king. Every knee is going to bow to him, amen.
That's right.
His birth was impossible. But the angel said, but with God nothing shall be impossible. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. Now God borrowed a room. Oh, let me. God borrowed the womb of Mary for this king to be born.
Yeah.
And she consented to. She wasn't struggling with gender identity.
Not
like Kamala Jackson that couldn't give a description of a woman. She said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. She said, be it unto me according to thy word. And you know, this world, I don't know how in the world that you could get into the insanity that we're promoting today, but I'm glad there wasn't none in Mary's day. I'm glad that she consented. God borrowed a womb to come into the world, Brenda, and he borrowed a tomb to go out of the world.
Right.
He borrowed a boat to preach, and he borrowed five fishes and two fish and five boilerloads to feed 5,000. He didn't have anything down here, but he came down here to give everything that anyone could ever need. But not only was Mary a virgin, but praise God, like I said, she wasn't gender confused. Amen. The birth of this king, boy, it troubled not just King Herod, but it troubles kings even today. And even today, they take counsel together to somehow overthrow his kingdom. You can find that in Psalms chapter 2, verse number 2. However, God, he that sits in heaven, the Bible says, laughs at these kings down here, their puny plans and their puny efforts. Psalms chapter 2, verse number 4. And boy, is he going to bust heads when he does show up. Amen.
Yes.
Hey, when he returns to this earth, and he done came once, and he left word, he's coming again. And I'm looking forward to him coming again. Amen.
Amen.
Right. I'm telling you, I look around, Brother Jared, I never felt so helpless in all my life to stop some of the stuff that's going on today. I mean, I don't know how in the world that it ever got to be that our schools could be teaching immorality and rainbow soup nonsense. How in the world did it got to where it is? I just know where it's going to stop. Amen. When he shows up, Sarah,
right.
Oh my, they're going to rumple them out of their shoes. Because the rightful king, the real king, all these so-called kings, they're going to see not only they're nothing, but they're going to see, buddy, the real king when he shows up. Amen. He's going to bust heads. Boy, they're going to run. You can read about that. Revelation chapter 6, verse 15 through 17. And this woke world down here that's thrown out the rule books. I mean, I don't know if you notice what's going on or not, but we're not following the Constitution.
No.
We're not following the Bible. We're not catering to Ten Commandments. I suppose we're kind of like the last verse in the book of Judges. Every man done that which is right in his own eyes. Then
right.
They don't make it right. They still do it. But I'll tell you what, when the rightful king shows up, several when Jesus shows up, they're going to see how wrong they was. I'll tell you, Adam may not have noticed he was wrong in eating of that fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that his wife gave him. But when Jesus shows up, first thing he did, he ran and hid himself. Amen. That's what they're going to do. They're going to look for a hiding place.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm telling you, buddy, this king here, oh, they're going to melt in his presence. And they throwed out the rule book. And are they ever going to get woke extreme when this king shows up? Amen.
That's right.
The world, Brother Ed, is rotten as it is. It's ripe for the judgment of God.
Yes, it is.
I want to read just a little bit about the judgment of God, just so you can understand what's coming.
Right.
Revelation chapter 14, starting in verse number 14, it said, I looked and behold a white cloud. Mm-hmm. And upon the cloud one set like unto the Son of Man, amen, having on his head a golden crown. Boy, he earned that crown.
Yeah, he did.
Oh my. They crowned him king. Amen.
Yeah,
and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap. For the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. I mean, buddy, this woke crowd, they're going to get woke up real good.
Yeah, that's right.
And another angel came also, came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. This is judgment, what I'm trying to tell you. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great wine press of the wrath of God. And the wine press was trodden without the city, and the blood came out of the wine press even unto the horses' bridles. Wow. By the space of 1,600 furlongs. That's 970,200 feet to the horse's bridle.
Wow.
I just want you to know this world, Brenda, they mocked God. They belittled him. They tried their best to overthrow him. They want nothing to do with him. They tried to erase him. They can't even say B.C. and A.D. now. I mean, it's now common error. But oh, what a difference Jesus is going to make. I can't wait till he shows up, Carolyn.
Oh,
I'm going to enjoy this sight. The world has brought this on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The world's going to get what they deserve. And oh, I hate to say it, but I'm going to enjoy seeing my King get his just reward. I'm telling anybody they're going to pay the price for having rejected him, having denied him, and they will pay that price. And I'll tell you what, buddy, the world is going to get what they deserve for not allowing Jesus to be their king. This king is not only coming, but this king, ready or not, he's coming. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, I done got my house in order.
Hey.
Oh, Brother Eddie, I bowed my knee 34 years ago. 34 years ago, I call upon him. It's rich in mercy. All I call upon him. I got a refuge for my soul. Hey, I laid hold on eternal life. Got my name in the book of life. Got my sins on the blood of Jesus. Hey, I'm ready to welcome my King when he returns. Well, I feel sorry for this world.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'll tell you what, buddy, he's coming.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible said he won't delay. Well, somebody used to sing a song, wait a little longer, Jesus, he ain't waiting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, at the point in time he came, at the point in time he's coming again.
That's right.
Oh, Brother Ed, is he going to bust heads? Amen.
Yeah.
I can see that bunch of fake news, lying bunch, you know. I can see them trying to construe this, trying to twist this to somehow make it some kind of a byword. But oh, they ain't going to have time. They're going to have to run. Amen. I'm telling you, buddy, when he comes, the party's over. When he comes, the laughter's going to stop. I'm glad, ready to meet him. And because today, I can say glory to God. That's him that died for me. That's him. That's my King. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. We got the King of rock and roll. They call him Elvis Presley. We got the King of pop. They call him Michael Jackson.
Sure.
I got my King.
Thank you.
So, I got my King. And I'll tell you what, my King said, give me thine heart.
Yeah.
I gave him my heart, that's brother. Right. That's all he wanted. He didn't want the gold. He didn't want the silver.
No.
He didn't want to take anything I had away.
That's right.
Later on, he wanted to give me everything that I needed.
Right.
I didn't understand it then, don't understand it now. But just looking back at this year, I can see where God got me through.
Right.
Yeah. All year long.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm talking about handfuls on purpose.
Yeah,
I'm talking about impossibilities that I was a little bit worried about, that God showed himself to be God. And I'll tell you what, buddy, when he shows up, hallelujah, when he shows up, oh, well, they're going to get plenty of room for him.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, they're giving the whole end. They're giving the White House. They're giving the Capitol. Yeah. They won't be making up no bunch of lies. No. And you know what? I don't want to go there, but we got a lot of stuff going down here right now. And it shouldn't be so like it is, but we've come down to a day and time that he's going to have to straighten it out, Brother Ed. I can't. I don't think no one else can.
No.
But I know that he can, and he will. And when he shows up, it won't take him long at all. Amen. Hallelujah. This king was born king. The world, they don't want to do with this king. They'd like to do away with him. They'd like to take Christmas out of the holiday. They'd like to take it off the calendar. They can't appreciate December 25th.
Right.
It's by humbug.
That's right.
Yeah. You try to tell somebody Merry Christmas, they say Happy Holiday. I say, no, it's Happy Holy Day. I mean, buddy, Jesus came down. Somebody said, Mary wrapped the first Christmas present, Sharon.
Yeah,
when you put that swaddling clothes on him, she's wrapping up our Christmas present.
That's right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Our King, praise God, his royal robe was swaddling clothes, but oh my, he's going to be robed in majesty when he comes back. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not looking for a babe. I'll tell you right now, I'm looking for a king. They're not looking for him, they're going to see him anyway. The Bible said every eye is going to see him. And I'll tell you what, buddy, they're going to get their just reward.
Yeah, that's right.
Father, we thank you for this message today. I'm glad you're king. Lord, I'd have given up a long time ago, just in light of all the stuff going on today, if I didn't have that confidence to know not only that you're king, but Lord, you took your rightful place on the throne of my heart, made yourself known to me. The fellowship, Lord, we have, it's sweet. And I thank you, Lord, for it. But, oh, Lord, I pray for this world. I pray they'd come to themselves. I pray they'd do a Nineveh repentance. I pray they'd repent of their wickedness. I pray they'd run to you, Lord, and call upon you and get a refuge for their soul, for it's everlasting too late. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, get Brother Sherry, please. Sister Sharon, if she feels like it. Appreciate Sister Sharon. Like that, everybody stand. You may not need to do a single thing. Just remember this. I was glad all them songs were sung. You know why they sung about Jesus? And I want him lifted up. I want him high and lifted up. I want him to have the preeminence. I want him to have all the time. Because he is the true king. Amen.
Number 122.